This is the comic commentary for comic number 379 for the beginning of the story arc, Descent into the Death Side.
For the Onizumi.com webcomic site.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This thing could be orphaned from the site. So it's spelled O-N-E-Z-U-M-I if you're coming across this from elsewhere. Okay, well, this story arc was quite ambitious for us, given that, like, I tended to favor the 1, 2, and 3 panel comics mostly. I decided to do something a little larger. I didn't realize at the time how large it would get, and I have mixed feelings about the story arc. I really enjoyed doing it, but at the same rate, I don't know if I would do it again because, well, I certainly would do a small story arc again, but nothing this large, because I think a lot of it was you get a lot of pressure as an artist that if you make people laugh, your art's not as good as somebody who talks about, like, you know, something serious. Or, you know, if you don't have a storyline or painted art, that you're not as good as somebody else. Although, as Harknell would always point out, I mean, do you really think that Charles Schulz sucked? I mean, Peanuts is one of the greatest comics of all time. And I know this, but, you know, I do think a little bit of that was there. But I think it was wonderful because I learned by doing this, you know, from what the fans were saying, that they really did like the funny comics. And, you know, they liked this too, but it was kind of like the, this is great, when are you going back to the poop humor again? You know, I thought it was very educational on my part for a variety of reasons.
Well, it's always good to try something different and expand. You don't want to just do the same thing continually. I mean, there's just no...
Yeah, it was... You know. I think I needed something different, too, because also, you know, and I don't want to go too much into it, but in my personal life, I was at a big... there was a big change going on. Regarding some things that had happened. So, you know, looking back on it, it's definitely a symptom of how I felt at the time. And in fact, the comic that actually got released was a hell of a lot different from the comic that I had actually written in my head. In fact, the story arc started as a dream. I had actually had, I don't get dreams very often. I don't know why, but I did get one of these dreams that was very freaked out and stayed with me. And the first few comics are actually verbatim from the dream, up to the point where the object drops on the floor, which would be the box. It's just pretty much a dream I had. Of course, the characters weren't having their conversation at the diner in the dream. It was all from my point of view in the dream. But that's really, you know, what happened. Like I said, the ending was going to be a lot bloodier. Should I talk about that now, you think, or you want to do that later?
Well, I mean, we can talk about it. I think this commentary might be good to just, because this is sort of like the cover page for it. Mm. So I think you could just talk generally about the whole thing, but, you know, when it comes to specific comics, we might put in more specific stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the original comic that I had written in my head had Onizumi tearing the girl apart with her bare hands, ripping into her stomach and pulling her rib cage apart. And it was one of the most disgusting panels I'd ever conceptualized in my life, because it emotionally matched up with what I was feeling at the time, because I was leaving a very bad situation, and I kind of felt, you know, personally, you know, relieved but also a little bit angry. And, you know, I really brought that into the comic too much. And actually Harknell, he looked at what I was doing and he's like, you really maybe want to consider not doing that, because that's like having, you know, a funny like Simpsons comic and then having the final Simpsons episode being about like genocide and then they all die. You know, that's just, it doesn't fit the tone. And he's right, you know. And I think what I was thinking of maybe should have been done as a side project with a different comic.
Well, I don't think, I mean, something that people don't always recognize is that the Onizumi.com comic actually is a horror comic in in one underlying way, more of a comedic horror in the way the universe is all screwy, but it does have an underpinning of you know, classic horror, you know, sort of the great old evil gods trying to destroy everything. But we don't tend to take it to the, you know, the grotesquely bloody side of things. We've never done that really directly, except for, I guess, in goofy ways where, you know, other things. But I mean, it's never been like grotesque. So, you know, in that particular way, I think the original way that the comic might have gone might have been more of a reflection of your mood than actually where we wanted to directly go with what we wanted to have the characters eventually learn.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Actually, you touched on something that I think is very important to how I was feeling, partially. Because you had actually said one of the things that people don't realize is that we're a horror comic. And that's very true. Very true. And again, I think this is my perception. A lot of people will just see, like, funny, 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 and they just don't really actually look at it for what it is. They don't realize. I mean, there's probably not many people that have stopped to realize that, you know, that my comic takes place, you know, with, you know, the old gods. It's very based on the whole Lovecraft thing. You know, I mean, insanity. That's what Cthulhu causes. I mean, has no one put this together yet? I mean, yeah. I'm sure people have. Yeah. But, and I try not to make things too heavy-handed either, but, you know, it's a bit of a struggle. It's related to the art world specifically because there are some very definite ideas that people have about how artists should be. Either you're very pretentious and, you know, you take yourself way too seriously, or you don't take yourself seriously, but then, you know, it's almost like this weird, like, class struggle. You know, let's bring Marx in here or something. It's almost like this class struggle where people are like, yeah, okay, I'm going to shut up on that now, but because that makes no sense, actually. But, you know, it's almost like fighting with other artists to be seen as an artist. And I don't feel I need to fight, but, you know, definitely the pressure is there to be what people expect you to be. And I really have come to realize I don't give a shit anymore. You know, I always have done what I was going to do anyway. So, you know, you've seen that. I've just been like, okay, well, fuck that. You know, I don't think I've ever really tried to fit in anywhere. This was probably my biggest attempt at it. Like, I actually did a story arc that was 15 or 16 long. That's the most I'll bend. I'll try something. But I did want to try it on another level, too. I thought it was very fun to start. And I had this, I was actually more interested in what people would think of it, too. And what I found, actually, is that, yeah, people tend to look at us as, oh, they're funny, poop humor, they're funny. But I tend to find that the people that read my comic are, on average, very educated. You know, very insightful. And that's what I think is so great. I mean, it's a case where either you get it or you don't. And I'm just really happy that we have the people that are smart, that question things, that are looking for something more out of life than what, you know, American Idol gives them, for example. Although I do love to sing me some karaoke.
Definitely. So I think, you know, basically to sum up, I guess, in many ways, we tried to do something, a little different than normal. And, you know, the results, I think, will have a long lasting action on the characters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for example, there's things that haven't been resolved that you might think I forgot about, but I didn't.
No, nothing ever gets forgotten about.
You know? Well, in like the first 5 or 10 comics, there were things I tried and dropped because I was just starting, like way back in 2003.
Yeah.
But it's not the case anymore. Where actually William is still stuck in the box at this point, at the end point of the comic. I didn't forget about him. That is significant. That will happen. Something will happen with that soon. His motivation behind it all? I know what it is, but I haven't told you yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of other stuff that are gonna come out of this particular series. So there's all we have a large amount of future plans for where the characters are gonna go and why, you know, this basically will affect them. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be more fluid though. It's not gonna be very formal. It's going to be, you know, kind of like, you know, two and three comic long story arcs. And, you know, just a nice even balance of growth for the characters. And yeah, I mean, and new characters, too. Like, we have the new character who didn't get killed in this one in a horribly bloody way with Onizumi ripping her intestines out with her teeth. Wow.
Okay, well, I guess we'll probably find out what's going on with that in the future.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we pretty much, you know, summed up the beginnings here. And then, you know, we'll go into the different bits as we do the commentaries on the different parts.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Okie dokie.
Bye.